in Saskatchewan. Brent Lauk's filling in for a couple of days. Evan taking a few days off. I'll be here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. But man, have we got a busy Monday on the go on the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Of course, we'll be keeping an eye on the voting that's going on today and the big by-election just across the border in Alberta, Battle River Crowfoot. And the polls opening right now in that by-election, and they will close at 8:30 tonight. We've got a guest lined up here that's going to join us in just a moment to talk about the by-election. Alex Banks is one of the people whose name you'll see on that ballot of 214 candidates. He's also a member of the longest ballot committee. Why are they doing this? Alex Banks joins me here in just a moment. But as I say, a busy show. We keep our eyes on Washington today as following Trump, Putin, and their get-together in Alaska on Friday. Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Washington meeting with Trump, a group of European leaders to meet with Trump in Washington today. Most of these meetings not happening yet. I believe around 10 our time this morning. Some of the initial meetings will begin. Don't think we'll probably hear or see anything out of Washington. This is just my gut, until later this afternoon, but we shall see. Air Canada, federal government says this is an illegal strike now as they're back to work and ordered to go to arbitration. They turned thumbs down on that over the weekend. So the Air Canada stewardesses and stewards are basically saying, no, we're not ready to do this. So what's next? Other than looking at your local airport, Saskatoon and Regina, I see numerous canceled Air Canada flights. I feel for those people who are stuck at an airport in limbo, not knowing when they're going to be able to fly again. I was on a flight earlier this summer, an Air Canada flight, and I was speaking to a stewardess who was telling me we had a 3-hour ground delay. We're sitting on the plane for 3 hours, and she told me how they don't get paid when that happens. It's only when the wheels go up on a plane, Air Canada staff get paid. That's not uncommon, though, apparently, in the travel industry. A lot of airlines operate that same way. This 10-year deal that the union had agreed to 10 years ago is running out, and they want to see a change. But again, a lot of people finding their summer travel plans very much impacted by this dispute that Air Canada is dealing with right now. How about them riders, huh? 8-1 now, following Saturday afternoon's big 29-9 win over Hamilton. We got some tough ones coming. Calgary this Saturday to take on the Stamps, and then back-to-back games with the not-so-hot Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Congratulations, Mick from Moose Jaw. Mick had the best score, I guess you could say, with our green and white prognostications, as we had a total 29-9 of 38. Mick from Moose Jaw picked 41 with a score of 23-18 for the Riders. Like I say, it's a busy program ahead for the 4 hours of the Evan Bray Show. Thanks for sticking with us here today. Anything on your mind, we'd love to hear from you at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Welcome to the program, Alex Banks. Alex is a candidate on the list of 214 names for the Battle River Crowfoot riding with that by-election in Alberta today. Alex is also part of the longest ballot committee. Alex, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you for having me, Brent.
So why are you guys doing this? What's the whole story behind the longest ballot committee?
I mean, the big push is we want to bring, we want to push the idea of electoral reform and bring in proportional representation. Many people vote in ridings in this country where you always know what candidate's going to win, and your vote just doesn't count. And we want to bring a chance so that everyone's vote can count in this country. By pushing for changes in the electoral system. And we believe that politicians who are elected by the current system will never change to make it fairer. And we're advocating for having our electoral rules decided by a systems committee instead of by parliament.
So what would that committee be able to do that that we see happening right now with an election? What change would you want to see?
What I'd like to see is instead of just every riding representative to know, no matter how many votes it takes to win that riding, just elects one MP, I'd like to see an introduction of proportional representation. So the composition of parliament looks closer to the voting majority, the vote turnout of an election, So one party historically in Canada can win 36% of the votes and hold all the power, and that's not a very reasonable affair.
Why have you picked on this particular riding with Pierre Poilievre, and why did your group pick on his Carleton riding, which he lost in the federal election? Why the focus on his riding?
Well, I don't think we're picking on anybody, and I mean, it's not his riding. The riding belongs to the voters, especially in Battle River Crowfoot, which he has no connection to. But in general, this by-election has a huge amount of attention paid to already. Just because Poilievre's running there. And in the last election, we ran against Poilievre because we'd run against in Liberal-held ridings numerous times. And we'd always gotten the complaint that we were just anti-Liberal partisans, and we wanted to show that, no, we're not for or against any party. We're there to push for changes in the electoral system.
Are you at all optimistic in any way that you're going to get the changes that your organization is pushing for?
I mean, there's always a chance. I think we put a lot of attention to this issue. But no, because the power, the danger stays with Parliament. And the politicians benefit greatly from the current system. And, you know, the reaction to this latest protest has not been listening to it or pushing to it. It's just been the easiest way to shut down the longest ballot committee while doing as little as possible to infringe on the existing parties.
I suspect that's probably what's going to happen, don't you think? That, you know, this potentially might be the last time you're able to do this. Don't you think the government will take some kind of action at some point here so you can't do these 200-plus name ballots?
I think that's very likely, unfortunately. But, you know, you can be on the losing side of an argument and still be on the right side.
How did you find your people? Was it any trouble finding 200-plus people in eastern Alberta that said they want to be part of your movement and have their name put on the ballot?
Well, I mean, I can't really speak to that. The organizers are the ones who went out and got everyone's nominations. But my understanding is it was almost no work at all. Every time we've done this, it's been easy to get people signed up for papers, and this was the biggest turnout for candidates we've ever had. After the last couple of by-elections, the last general, people believe in this protest and want to sign up.
My guest is Alex Banks. Alex is a candidate on that ballot with 213 other names for Battle River, Crowfoot, the riding in Alberta, where the polls are now open and people are voting on their MP position. What do you think is going to happen in this election, Alex?
I think Poilievre's going to win. I think that's fairly clear. And I think the most interesting thing to be is see if he wins by a total landslide or not. You know, if he only gets 60% of the vote in an election, in a sorry, riding, historically where conservatives got north of 80, I think that's a bad sign for his candidacy.
Alex Banks, I appreciate your time here today. We'll be keeping an eye on the voting going on in Alberta in this riding today. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Brent. Have a great day.
Alex Banks, again, a member of the Longest Ballot Committee and also one of the candidates for a Battle River Crowfoot riding. Polls are open there now. We'll close at 8:30 this evening. And I think most would agree that Pierre Poilievre is the likely winner of this election, but it's all part of their protest with the Longest Ballot Committee, simply saying they're doing this to get attention so that hopefully Ottawa will make some changes. You think that's really going to happen? Your thoughts on what's going to be happening and on the Longest Ballot movement that's out there. 214 total names on the ballot today, but 10 of those are, if I could say, is legitimate the right word? 10 of the candidates that are on that ballot here today, it's fascinating to see. The United Party of Canada, PPC, the People's Party have one. Libertarian Party, Centrist Party, the Marijuana Party has a candidate. The Green Party, the Conservatives, of course, the Liberals, of course, the NDP, and the Christian Heritage Party are all part of the ballot. The population in that riding is just over 110,000. Voter turnout in the federal election was 72%, and they have about 85,000 eligible voters in Battle River Crowfoot. Just one of the stories we're following through the day today on the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Maybe a little bit of fog in your travels this morning. Moist air that we've got around the province. Good morning, Brent Laux. Happy to be filling in for a couple of days on the Evan Bray Show. We're here till 12:30. I'll be here tomorrow and Wednesday as well. And we got a busy, busy program. Of course, we'll continue to keep an eye on the goings on in Washington as Ukrainian President Zelensky is there to meet with U.S. President Trump, along with a number of European leaders. I'm expecting more from that probably coming out later in the day, as those meetings aren't really getting going according to the president. Schedule until around 10 o'clock or so our time here this morning. Again, we're keeping an eye on the goings on in Alberta today as well. It'll be certainly later tonight before we get the results from this by-election that a lot of people are keeping an eye on. By the way, coming up a little bit later on here on the program, the Conservative MP who stepped down in the Battle River Crowfoot riding after the federal election, Damian Couric is going to join us here just after 10 o'clock, just to get his thoughts on how the by-election is probably going to play out. And I'm curious to know what his thinking is for his future as he stepped down. He'd been an MP since 2019 out there, but following the federal election, he stepped down, allowing Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre to then put his name on the ballot. And of course, the crazy side of it is this immense ballot. It's to the point where Elections Canada has said, listen, we can't do a ballot with 214 names on it. So what they'll do is you go into the voting booth in Alberta today in that riding, and there will be the complete list, I'm guessing, on the wall of your voting booth. You will be given a blank ballot, and you then fill in the name of the person that you want to see win in that that by-election. But again, the polls close 8:30 our time tonight. Just with the whole counting process, I'm thinking it may be a while before we see the results, as they've got 80-some thousand eligible voters out there as well. And they had a good turnout for their advance polls, so I'm guessing it's probably going to be a busy day at those polling stations in Alberta. Riders can't say enough good things about our green and white. Best in the CFL, no doubt about it. We'll see how they can do, though, headed towards this weekend out in Calgary. Stampeders looking pretty good these days. And then it's back-to-back games with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Also coming up on the program today, the food professor, Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, is going to be here. We all know it, but it's always good to get a, I guess you could say, an expert's view on what's going on at the grocery stores these days. My gosh, are you buying beef? Anybody buying beef out there? Like, this is the time, if you know a cattle rancher and they're butchering and they give you a good price, take it. Because the price of beef at the grocery store, even the selection of beef, I was in a couple of grocery stores over the past week, it's slim pickings. And I'm guessing probably because of the high price, maybe a lot of the stores are just cutting back on their supply of beef. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Dr. Sylvain Charlebois here to talk about food prices, not only in Canada, but what they're seeing in the United States as well. Now, this isn't food, but I just want to share with you my experience. A few days ago, I was in a liquor store, and I just happened to be browsing through their wine selection, and I happened to go down the American wine aisle. And of course, you know, Saskatchewan is one of, what, a couple of provinces that have allowed American booze back in our liquor stores. A lot of the provinces still aren't allowing American booze on the shelves. But I was talking to the store manager when I was looking at the prices of American booze, and I said, so is this the tariff price that we're seeing on there right now? And he said, no. He said, and I'm guessing they get regular shipments through SLGA. And he said the next shipment that they're going to be getting, and I don't know when that is, he said that will show the tariff impact on American booze coming into your liquor store. So whatever you're paying right now, if you are buying American booze, you're going to be paying more. How much more? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Dale Eisler. Gosh, there's a name from the past. I remember working in Regina in the late 70s, early 80s. Dale Eisler was a great columnist with the Leader Post. He's had an amazing career right now. He wrote a book about 15 years ago called Anton, A Young Boy, His Friend, and the Russian Revolution. Dale Eisler is going to join us after 9:30 today to talk about the story in that book and how it relates to what we see going on in the world in Eastern Europe these days, a la the Ukraine and Russia as well. Rebecca Oakes is here from Equifax Canada. Again, kind of in line with what we're seeing at the grocery stores. People are finding it tough as far as the family budget, and she's got some numbers to show just how tough it is for a lot of families in Saskatchewan these days. And the fires that we've seen since early summer and the smoke in the air may be impacting how much water is flowing through the South Saskatchewan River. We'll make that connection with a guest on the program coming up a little bit later on here this morning. Thanks for being with us on this foggy Monday in some parts of the province. Nice day ahead of us, though. It's the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.